Federal prosecutors in Oregon filed a trial brief on Friday outlining their case against the occupiers of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
The story prosecutors tell is one of a premeditated takeover that had all the ingredients to escalate into a violent firefight. Prosecutors write that evidence teams recovered more than 20,000 rounds of ammunition, more than 1,000 spent shell casings, and dozens of firearms, along with a massive amount of trash and personal items scattered throughout the refuge. They note the total cost of the occupation was more than $6 million. In the filings, prosecutors argue the occupiers can't justify their actions by citing First and Second Amendment rights, stating, quote, "Taking a gun into a government office is not First Amendment protected activity." While several people charged in the case have taken plea deals or asked for a later trial date, eight defendants, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy, are scheduled to begin their trial September 7th. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.